ksuva is parak dalam mishnah zayin. Like kosov la ksuva, if he did not write a ksuva, nevertheless, besula goivim asayim v'almana mana. A besula would still get the 200 zuz, and an almana would get 100 zuz, would get a mana. Why? Mipnei shu t'nai basin, because this is a t'nai basin. Person cannot get out of it. So of course, a place where the minhag was not to write a ksuva, they couldn't get out. Even in a place where the minhag was to in fact write a ksuva, and this guy didn't, still he can't take himself out of that chiv, because it's a t'nai basin, it's inherently there. Like the Rishonim say, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Meiri. Kosov lo sada shava mana tachas masayim zuz. If he writes on the ksuva that this field that's worth a mana, which is only 100 zuz, in place of the 200 zuz, so that's one issue, that he's designated on a field that's worth less than what the ksuva of 200 zuz is. Or in addition to that, v'loi kosov lo kol nechsim de'isli achroyim l'ksuva sich. He also does not write, which he should, he doesn't write on the ksuva, all of my nechasim are going to be achrayim to the ksuva, meaning that she can collect from all the nechasim. That still doesn't matter. In other words, he should have done that, but it still doesn't matter. Chayiv shu t'nai beistin. He's still chayiv. Even if he tries to designate it on one field, and that field is worth less, or let's say that field is worth 200 zuz, but then he sells it, that doesn't get himself out of it. She can collect it from his other fields, or his other money. And she can collect 200 zuz, no matter what, because it's a t'nai beistin, like the Rav explains. And Taisis Anta brings, but what would be if he actually would sell all of his fields, and he has no nechasim? Can she now go and collect it from the people that bought his fields? Not everybody agrees with that, and that's a machlekes tanaim that's brought down in the Gemara.